MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Now, if you've ever been, or if you are, a top-rated seller, then you might be familiar with that, well, that gnawing dread that you might lose that hard-earned status. And that's exactly what happened to our next guest. Scott Henshaw is known on eBay as formerly top-rated seller Nanette Store. Scott, Nanette Store has been, or had been, top-rated since the day the program was rolled out. After all these years, how did you lose that status?
Hey, Griffin Lee, how are you doing? Appreciate you having me on the call.
Our pleasure.
To keep it brief, you know, we like all businesses, roll quarter to quarter, and during this past quarter, 2 month period, we lost it on one single rating, which was shipping. So the simple short answer is just our shipping. We fell below that 90% threshold. I can go into, you know, more depth, of course, as to what caused that, but it was definitely shipping.
So you're in business with your wife, right?
I think it's safe to call it that.
Okay.
she's the boss. Yeah, we've run the Nanette Store as you know, wife and son business for a little over 4 years now, and during this past quarter, I've actually merged up with my father as well on a second account, and I'm also managing a corporate titanium-rated eBay account. So I think it was really a combination of those three over this past quarter, all combined between December and now. I've actually transacted over 300,000 transactions on
Whoa.
eBay.
Oh my
and,
gosh!
That's a lot.
As a whole, professionally and entrepreneurially, I grew too fast, and I think that's kind of the moral of my story. I'm actually kind of humbled to be on here to, you know, for the purpose of sharing this with other sellers. You know, on eBay, you can grow too fast, and that's really exactly what happened to us.
Well, when you say shipping, exactly what do you mean? Shipping was the issue.
Well, yeah, obviously you can with your uploaded tracking, you have to have your tracking uploaded, you know, 90% or above.
Oh, I see. Okay.
On ours, it's kind of embarrassing. You would think it probably would have been our flatware. We saw the Nanette Store, we saw flatware, various thrifted goods, auctions, you know, one-offs. And we also sell internal engine parts from a wholesale warehouse, and you would probably think it would have been the flatware, the things that require, you know, a secondary process from polishing, that created us to run late on getting the stuff shipped. But to be honest with you, it was actually the engine parts.
Oh.
And it was simply we don't actually drop ship. We have a warehouse, but we send digitally via PDF the packing slip and shipping label. And it was just me being too busy during the day to get those done by midnight. And so it was really kind of almost a clerical function on my part that caused it. And more so, as I was growing one account, I kind of fell into that old rookie mindset. You know, some customers maybe are less important than others. You know, maybe my profit was lower, so I didn't have the motivation to get them shipped out until 3 days later, or, you know, this account smaller. I think with my own personal mentality, I kind of fell back. Okay, well, this is my smaller account now. I almost treated it as perhaps it was like, you know, the hobby seller. And I really needed, you know, this was actually a good call to me to kind of wake up and remind me of one of my core beliefs, you know, that every sale on eBay is first a business transaction. I don't believe there is such a thing as a hobby seller. You know, if you sell something, you take money for it, it's business. And, you know, you need to treat that sale as something special.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, famous guy once said, failure isn't fatal, but failure to change might be. So every entrepreneur knows, you know, a failure, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, it happens during an entrepreneur's life. Did you reevaluate job roles or anything when you lost your status?
Yeah, and that, you know, that was kind of one of the, I try to be very proactive and positive about it. And one of the, when I made the decision to be proactive and turn it around, you know, rather than letting it drag me down, I really wanted to focus on what was best for my buyers, because I believe what is best for my buyers, which is what the TRS system, you know, what its metrics are based on, was to actually chop my company into two. So we actually kept the Nanette store with just the flower and thrifted goods, and I took all of the engine parts over to my second account, and my father is managing those now. So I basically just put having all the eggs in one basket in one store, I just split him in two and have the wife managing one and my father managing the second. He was actually on the radio show talking about his store a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yes, right. Now, so you've made these changes. Have you noticed any immediate changes to the way the businesses are working now that you've altered the inventory between the two?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely more enthusiasm with the engine parts, being that there's just another excited body on board that's besides listing more and enjoying the conversation or having the time to enjoy the conversation with the buyers. On both accounts, we've always had really good buyer experience. You know, our DSR, DSRs are good. Feedback's good. You know, 99.8% or higher on both accounts. But that's really stayed the same. You know, we've had good service with the shipping issue. That has been repaired, so we're, on the 20th or, 10 days from now, we're projected on both accounts to get TRS again. And another lesson to share with the community, just because you get stub your toe once doesn't mean you're going to limp the rest of your life. So we're able to, again, turn it around. And projections on both accounts are for TRS.
My question, Scott, would be, when this started to happen, it doesn't happen all at once. Did you notice this was happening and it wasn't top of mind? Because if you're checking your seller dashboard, you can see that your tracking percentages were decreasing.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I can only blame myself. You know, I really don't blame the system. I don't blame eBay. I was managing too much eBay at one time, whether it was this account, the corporate account, or even throwing the stuff over on my dad's partnered account. I just at that time didn't have the job roles specific. Nanette manages the Nanette store, obviously. So we put it, the job role to make sure she's looking at that rather than relying on me to do it.
Right.
Or if she doesn't want, I have to somehow check it daily. I think it should be checked daily. I simply wasn't.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I respect you because you're admitting everything. You're not making excuses. And I love that. We hear a lot of excuses, don't we, Griff?
Well, I think the big thing is, you can either be proactive or reactive.
Yeah.
I think all too often, especially in community, people are too, they're too reactive. Something happens and then they react to it and you feel miserable. Misery loves company. You go to the big Facebook groups and there's, 50 other people that want to feel your pain and share it with you. And, my advice is stay out of that. Be proactive and just, the Top Rated Seller program, like it or not, is not that complicated. It's math based, and the purpose of it is to deliver excellent buyer experiences. And if you're weak in one area, whether it's shipping or you're having a lot of issues with returns, cases being opened, negative feedback, don't just react and think it's everybody else's fault or eBay's fault. Look inside and be proactive with, what you can change. I've always been a big fan of the community, especially radio, and you kind of need to know where to look. And there's so many people, even in the radio community, like Jason Smith and one of his groups, Marketing with the Boys, where I would go and make sure I'm communicating with the right people that are giving me that positive advice versus, oh, my God, Scott, you're part of the great Satan.
What?
Yeah, because of the system,
You drank the Kool-Aid. That's the one I hear.
You just be proactive and be positive. And yeah. We were really fortunate to turn it around in a 60-day period.
Well, so that begs my next question. You track your business. Did you notice any material changes to the business activity or your income or sales?
That's actually a problem. During these past, it's an interesting problem. I'm embarrassed to admit it. This will be the last big admission I have. But my poor wife for the past 2 or 3 months, 4 months since I've been running the other account, has been polishing the flatware herself. And I should be out there, you know, getting my hands dirty. I didn't really see it. I didn't see because our sales have been really steady throughout this time. You know, we're constantly selling, you know, 5 to 6 silverware sets a day. And it's just based on sales and what I physically saw, you know, on the mail bin and the porch or whatnot. We just every day have had really good sales. So I really don't think that losing TRS affected our sales. I mean, of course, there's raised search results, but we just kept shipping every day. And, you know, Nanette takes really good pictures. We do really good service. You know, that drives repeat business. We just, for a couple months, I didn't ship the engine parts.
So we're almost finished here. We need to know, what is the big lesson you learned?
Two big lessons I think I would reflect on is, don't forget how important the customers are, whether you're big or small, managing 10 accounts
and
every one of your buyers. And the second is
well, we'll get to that another time,
yeah,
but Scott,
we'll
one is good.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Coming up next, mentorship, goal setting, and marketing yourself here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time. And if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.